This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban the terrorist organization will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday declined to guarantee all Americans and eligible refugees in Afghanistan will be flown out by the end of the month.
Our focus right now is undoing the work at hand and on the task at hand. And that is day by day, getting as many American citizens, as many SIV applicants, as many members of a vulnerable population who are eligible to be evacuated to the airport and out on planes. And we're going to do that in expeditious fashion. That is the focus of the President, of our Secretary of Defense, of our Secretary of State, and everybody on our national security team. So that is where we will keep our efforts.
Commanders on the ground in Kabul have told associates the Taliban has a ring outside the airport and won't let anyone inside it. It looks like Tim Tebow's second NFL career has come to an end. The former football star, who sought a return to the sport after a six-year hiatus, was released by the Jacksonville Jaguars Tuesday morning. The team tried to move Tebow from quarterback to tight end. The 34-year-old responded to the team's decision in a series of tweets, being thankful for the highs and even the lows. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The women in Afghanistan will suffer from the sudden collapse of the Afghanistan provisional government to the Taliban. Afghan journalist Nazra Karimi on Fox News remembers what life was like with the Taliban in power.
I remember the bad memories in 1996. The memory came, I think the emotional came from 1996 when I was in Peshawar, close to Afghanistan, because I remember all Taliban activity, all Taliban ideology, all Taliban policy, and the same time everything repeat. And again, Taliban capture overall in Afghanistan. And it remind me on that time that I been in Afghanistan. My family were in Afghanistan. It was really, really bad situation. That's why emotionally I raised my voice. Actually, it was not my voice. It was voice for voiceless women in Afghanistan. Although I'm in United States nowadays, I'm safe. I'm okay. But still, physically, I'm here, but still, I think about my suffered woman. That's why my raise I raise my voice and ask for Mr. Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, that where is President Ghani? Why President Ghani left alone Afghan people, Afghan suffered people, because United States has responsibility.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy because there's a big gap here, a differential from where we should be and where we are right now. And in Stephen Strang's new book, God and Cancel Culture, Stand Strong Before It's Too Late, the award-winning journalist and founder of Charisma Media and Charisma Magazine documents this chaos happening in our country today and what we especially, the people of God, the men, the women of God, those who are called by His name, what is our solution? What are we supposed to be doing to be an example of light against the darkness and salt to a world that's rather chaotic? Stephen Strang, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be with you.
Well, Stephen, as always, I appreciate your insight. And this book, I mean, this, you know, as I read through it, I just sensed that this was, you know, something that, you know, God had dropped into your spirit that said, I've got to write this. I, like the watchman on the wall, I've got to put out an admonition, a warning, a call to action to the men and women of faith.
Well, thank you, because that is why I wrote it. And you know, I've been doing Charisma Magazine since I was 24 years old. And in a way, I've been doing that over the years. And, you know, we've talked about these kinds of things. Back in the late 1970s, Francis Schaeffer, with How Should We Then Live, was predicting a lot of these things. And back in that day, we would have written about him. And I quote him in the book, God and Cancel Culture, because he's so prophetic. He says that as Christianity withdraws from the marketplace of ideas or our culture, that something's got to fill it, and it's going to be some kind of humanistic atheism, and elites are going to emerge. And back in 1977, when he wrote that, you know, elites, what does that mean? I mean, but yes. You know, we've seen it happen. And you can come right down the years, and I got really concerned about the direction of the country probably in the Barack Obama era, where I could see, you know, he wanted to fundamentally change America.
Exactly.
Which sounds a little bit neutral, like, you know, maybe it's good, but it's not. They want to get rid of, you know, he just represented something bigger. Mm-hmm. There's been a march on this for years. And meanwhile, the church is very passive. So I'm not real involved in politics. I've been registered as a Democrat at one time and a Republican now, but I've never been involved in party politics. But I did get involved with Mike Huckabee's campaign in 2008, because here was a man who was a good governor in Arkansas. America had elected an Arkansas governor in Bill Clinton, of course, and he was good at dealing with the press. I thought, hey, you know, this is a guy that could win. I actually think that he would have had a much better chance against Barack Obama than McCain did, but, you know, that's history. But the reason I mention it, Bill, is in the process, I saw how passive pastors and churches were. And it's like, can't you see what's happening? Can't you see that we have a hero? Now, you know, I saw back in that era, I would have looked at him kind of like we looked at Donald Trump, you know, in 2016. Of course, Mike Huckabee's a great American, a great leader, but he's no Donald Trump, as he'll admit himself. Mm-hmm. But I've seen this over the years. In fact, my books on Donald Trump were not so much about Donald Trump as it was, what is God doing? What is God saying? The first one, God and Donald Trump, was really my way to tell the story about how there were prophetic voices that said that God was raising up this very unlikely businessman who had a lifestyle over the years that was anything but Christian. And then asking, could God raise up a leader that's not perfect for plans and purposes that he has? This was a story that's not told in the secular media and even most of the Christian media. A lot of the Christian media, sadly, is moving left. Some of them are even woke. And so in a way, I kind of feel like I'm out in the wilderness shouting, but you know, God has given me a platform, and I'm just trying to use the platform I have, in this case, a book, a new book that's coming out September 7th called God and Cancel Culture, and it's about what's happening in the culture, how it's becoming less and less, more and more ungodly, what's happening with COVID, even moving. I have a chapter about communism. I think it's very, very serious. And I think the church has to wake up. This book is written to Christians. I hope other people read it, but it's written from a Christian perspective, because, partly because that's my perspective. It's a perspective that I think we should have. But in our culture, it's kind of like what Christians think doesn't matter anymore.
Well, why did Jesus establish the church in the first place, Stephen?
Well, this is an interesting question, and I write about this in God and Cancel Culture. The word that he used in that scripture was ecclesia. It's the same word we get ecclesiastical. You know, like the Episcopal Church has an Episcopal, ecclesiastical form of government. It meant marketplace in Greek. It's where people discussed things. So Jesus used a marketplace secular term to refer to the church. And the gates of hell would not prevail against it. You know, Jesus said to be salt and light. The Bible says to occupy till he comes. And a lot of people, especially in my little corner of the Christian community, which is sort of the Pentecostal charismatic, you know, they believe that Jesus is going to come any day. And so, you know, why bother with all this mess and just kind of wait and we'll be swept up to heaven in the rapture. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement over how that's going to happen. And so I think I've become a little bit cynical about all the theories. In fact, I mentioned in the book that someone, you know, there's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Somebody says pan-trib, which means, and I say I'm pan-trib, kind of all the above.
Right, exactly.
But it does seem like everything that's happening is culminating.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we can kind of see the emergence of a one-world government trying to oppress us being able to buy and sell.
Well, I will tell you, Stephen, I'm God trib. That means whenever God decides to trib, I'm with him. I know you are the same way. Yeah, you can. I'm just saying, you inspire. But I'm God trib. I mean, because God's in control. That's what Jesus said, and I believe that. So, but the fact of the matter is that we're still supposed to be about, we're reminded time and again in the Bible, we're still supposed to be about the Father's business. Now, my question to people of faith who are called by his name is, what business has God called you to be about? And if you can't answer that question, then I wonder what you're doing in your relationship with God. Are you in his word on a daily basis? Are you, you know, praying without ceasing? I mean, right now, as you lay this out, and people are seeing this, Stephen. I mean, I see people across the country and even around the world. Their instinct is to look up right now. In the midst of all the chaos and everything that's going on, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's in China, I mean, you know, there's no lack of chaos and ungodly behavior that's happening, and you see time and again people are looking up instinctively. Why are they looking up?
Well, I think it's because in all of us, there's a God-shaped vacuum. You know, even atheists know that there's something bigger. Now, they fill it with, you know, all kinds of malarkey.
Yes.
And I think the people sort of know that something is culminating, even secular people.
Exactly.
Whether it's communism.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Stephen Strang. We're talking about his new upcoming book. Stay with us.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest side, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, Emily. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, when you think about God Almighty and His promises, the same yesterday, today, and forever, you know, that's who we're told to trust. Above all, because he is trustworthy.
And though we may not see it, and though it may seem dark, as our good friend Tony Campolo would say, yeah, it looks like Friday today, and Satan may be dancing and celebrating, but oh, Sunday's coming. And Sunday's always coming when you have faith, ladies and gentlemen. And I know Stephen Strang agrees with us on that. His up-and-coming book, God and Cancel Culture, Stand Strong Before It's Too Late. Your foreword is by Mike Lindell. And Mike is, boy, what a force he's become and what a blessing. I mean, what a success story. You know, from crackhead to a man of God that God is using mightily. And, I mean, he's invested recently a lot of his own money and his time, and he's put together a group of people to deal with something that I believe this country, it would be well served to understand. And that is because we have a growing number of people, Stephen. You say you're not involved in politics all that much, but we have over 50% of the people saying we need to have an audit of the 2020 election. And Mike Lindell is putting his money where his mouth is, also his body. He was beat up, you know, last week while he was doing the symposium. He was attacked. Because people, you know, are trying to shut him up. Well, if anything, that should convince him that he's doing the right thing. Because if people are looking at you and attacking you and trying to shut you up and cancel you, it's because you have something of value, do you not?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Mike Lindell is a hero to me, and he is probably the poster boy for cancel culture, maybe other than Donald Trump. I mean, of course we need to investigate election fraud. If it's one charge in one precinct, that one charge needs to be looked into. Mm-hmm. But my personal opinion is that the election was stolen. And if they can get away with this, it's game over, because every election will be, it won't be who's the best candidates, who can cheat most in order to win. We need to look into this. And cancel culture is all about stifle everybody. You know, if they can make everyone shut up and what happened in 2020 is like nobody thinks about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like crime in the neighborhood. If there's a bad attorney general or district attorney, whatever it's called in different states, and there's murder and corruption and all kinds of things, and they choose not to prosecute, that kind of thing continues. Mm-hmm. If you've got an honest district attorney, they go in there and clean it up, and it stops all that kind of mess. And, of course, you know, there's lots of examples of that, but here Mike Lindell is, he's asking a question that every American should be asking. Listen, if there was no fraud, the supposedly the investigation will show that to be true. So
exactly.
What are they trying to hide?
Yeah.
But now these big box stores won't sell his pillows.
Right.
What's that all about? 23 retailers. I document this in God and Cancel Culture. By the way, it was a real privilege to have him do the foreword for the book. And I think it's actually one of the best parts of the book. But why would Kohl's or Best Bed Bath & Beyond care about the politics of the owner of a factory that makes pillows?
Yeah.
If anything, some of those stupid retailers ought to say, hey, these other bonehead woke retailers won't sell you a pillow. Hey, all you people that want pillows, come over to my place. But it's not. It's like groupthink.
Exactly.
And it's scary. You know, we have constitutions that protects our rights from the government. The law is still on our side. We have not lost yet. But what is new is the leftness and the wokeness and the groupthink of retailers. And I make the point that, you know, we talk about helicopter parents that, you know, keep the little kids from having anything bad happen to them and on the playground. And now these people have grown up and they're running Google and Facebook and all these places, and they want a safe little world for their little wokeness, and they don't want debate.
Yes.
And it's frightening, and we have to stand up before it's too late. The subtitle to God and Cancel Culture is Stand Strong Before It's Too Late. Mm-hmm. At some point, it will be too late. It isn't yet. And one of the good things that's happening is that people are getting backbone. You know, even Mike Lindell, you know, 10 years ago, he didn't care about politics.
Right.
Now he has a backbone. There's a lot of examples. Mm-hmm. I talk about them. Some pastors.
Well, the other thing too, Stephen, let me just add this real quick, if I might interject, is that the cancel culture mediocratizes people. And people who have been bathed in cancel culture realizes at the end of the day, it's not very intellectual. Because as Jordan Peterson says, and I like Jordan Peterson's quote on this, this is a Bill Martinez interpretation of it, is that you silo yourself to such a degree that you render yourself stupid. You know, you need to have that exchange of ideas where you're talking, and this is the marketplace. This is Ecclesiastes, that you go into the marketplace, you share ideas, and when we do that time and again, when you look back in history, boy, the people, the country, everybody's all the better for doing that. And you look at communist countries and they're so bleak and dark and the people are depressed. And yeah, maybe they get free health care. Maybe they don't. Maybe their free health care means that they go and they subject their bodies to have their organs, you know, extracted from them body because the collective have decided that you're just not good enough. You're just not stepping up anymore, Stephen. And so the last bit of usage that we can get out of you is we're going to harvest your organs.
It's really scary, and it's the antithesis of Christianity, where the good shepherd leaves the 99 and goes out to find the one lost sheep.
Right.
In communism, it's the good of the 99, let's sacrifice the lost sheep. And in cancel culture and wokeness and the left, there is no redemption. If
yes.
you make one little mistake, that are things that they think are mistakes.
Exactly.
They cancel you. In my book, God and Cancel Culture, I talk about Dr. Seuss, who's greatly beloved. We all grew up on Cat in the Hat and all those things. But in the 40s and 50s, some of his little cartoon characters were a little bit stereotypical for him to show an Asian or an African or, you know, I guess for the cartoon, for people to figure out what it is. And today in the woke, politically correct culture, it's not nice to use those stereotypes. I looked at it myself. I can sort of see that if somebody is like super, super, super sensitive, maybe they don't like it. But to cancel the books so people
yes.
can't even buy them, if it can happen to Dr. Seuss, any of us can be canceled.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are, and it's a small minority, to your point on this, Stephen. It's a small minority of people. Now, I'm not saying we should be insensitive to them, but we need to, I believe the response should be measured based on, you know, the amount of people that are being affected, like so much of this cancel culture. It's not, you know, 40%, 30%. It's less than 10% of America that's fueling, you know, the forces here of this cancel culture at the expense of everybody else, because and this is why people are waking up and saying, going, wait, this isn't too smart. You know, this is kind of dumb. And even to the point that you got Bill Maher, right? You got Bill Maher finally going, hey, look at, you know, this woke culture. I mean, before that, you had, you know, Democratic strategists saying, man, the woke culture is going to kill the Democratic Party. And then you get Bill Maher going, this is dark. This is not good. Go ahead.
You're right. Even the liberals are beginning to wake up. And Senator Rand Paul, who I think is a great American, but I disagree with him on certain things.
Right.
He made a great speech, which was taken off of social media as soon as he did it. And he was telling people to stand up. He says, there's more of us than them. What happens is they intimidate people. Then everyone else is afraid. Oh, if I say something, they're going to cancel me. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to be a laughing stock all over America. So I think that self, censorship by Christians and other conservatives is the most serious issue
exactly.
we're dealing with. And Christians
about 20 seconds
stand
left
up
here.
And be bold.
Right, exactly. And we need to take back the Ecclesiastes. We need to take back the marketplace where we can have a free exchange of ideas. Big tech has absolutely destroyed the democracy here in this country, and they are the ultimate threat. Stephen Strang, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on the show. And his book, coming soon, it'll be linked at our website.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Van Nader, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug-of-war, hide-and-seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western officials have stepped up evacuation efforts in Kabul, Afghanistan, with over 2,200 diplomats and other civilians flown from Afghanistan on military flights Wednesday. The ones that will be hurt the most with the collapse of the Afghan government are the women. After experiencing freedom and liberty, are now being told by the Taliban, the terrorist organization, will honor women's rights provided they obey the framework of Islamic law. Communist China has sent warships to the Taiwan Strait on Tuesday. China has been holding assault drills involving warships and military jets near its border with Taiwan. Beijing claimed the drills came in response to unspecified provocations and external interference. United States health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of COVID-19 vaccine for most Americans. Health officials in the Biden administration will recommend that most people get a booster shot 8 months after they complete their initial vaccination. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Before the time of the hour, time for a little morning brew, and the American people, and I would say the world, except if you happen to be the Taliban, the Chinese, or the Russians, or maybe Iranians, they need more than a spoonful of sugar to make this medicine go down that we've been dealing with. Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
Well, like you and like a lot of Americans, what we're seeing on TV, it's heartbreaking to see fellow human beings. Al, can you imagine the desperation of people holding on to a jet as it's lifting off the tarmac for dear life and falling off a plane to undeniable death because of the option. They had to find a way somehow to find freedom and get out of the way of the Taliban, because assuredly they were going to be murdered. And look what's happening right now, the abuses that are taking place and things that, Donald Trump had negotiated with the Taliban before. But somehow something got lost as there was the management change, and Joe Biden has failed to, manage this in a way to where even Americans are trapped right now. And, this is disgusting. I don't know how, I mean, I wish there was a simple way for the American people to fire him. He just needs to be fired. I mean, in any other business or institution that we enjoy here in this country that's still, enjoyable, there are remedies where, the stockholders say, look, you're not acting in the best interests of the people who own, own this country or own this institution, and we need somebody else in there. And it isn't Kamala Harris, oh, by the way. But unfortunately, the rules of secession would put Kamala Harris in place. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a better option altogether. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we have lemon laws for cars. not the office of the presidency. Yeah, it's a conundrum, and it is awful to be watching, and because it's all about management. I mean, mm-hmm. it's pretty obvious that the Taliban would have taken over Afghanistan with the minute we were really gone. Okay,
right.
But that's Afghan's business. Once our people are out of the way, once you know the interpreters are safe. You know, once the equipment is gotten out of there, you know, that's their business.
But that's the other thing. Speaking of equipment, they left the equipment there. No wonder the Chinese right away acknowledged the Taliban. They want to get their hands on all this, military, high-end, helicopters, drones, what have you, equipment that is there, because that's going to, that's what the Chinese do. They don't come with anything creative themselves. They just steal ideas, from the American people mostly.
Yeah, it's enough to make the communist Chinese believe in Christmas. I mean, it's mind-numbingly incompetent. I mean, I think an average high schooler would have figured this out. Because every movie, you get people to safety, and then the guys with the guns are the last ones to leave. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the staggering incompetence and. And the fact, I mean, you've got them, I guess, even the military people and the intelligence community, they're all saying, they were screaming at the Biden administration, this is not going to go well, the way you're doing. The way you're doing this is not going to work well. The stream, we had an article from the great Tom Saleo like 2 months ago in June or maybe in late May, talking about the desperate need to get the interpreters out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was taking so long? Why aren't they starting to do that?
Yeah. Well, see, this is the same administration. If they were fully in charge of, the vaccine for COVID, we'd still be waiting on it. I mean, look what it took Joe Biden and Barack Obama, his administration, to come up with any kind of answer in the pandemic that we were dealing with and, under their regime. I mean, for 8 months, they did nothing, and Donald Trump really set this up. Empowered this next administration with all, with Operation Warp Speed. Say what you want to say about the vaccine and, why the hesitancy and the lack of FDA approval even to this day, all this stuff that's around it. But still, the handling of it, Joe Biden is more concerned about trying to gain credit than saving lives and helping people here, it seems.
Oh. If there is a Joe Biden, I mean, I almost have to put that in quotes at this point. Because, he's not there. We saw the other day that he spoke for a couple minutes, got back on the helicopter, and we went back to Camp David. He's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, he's Nero. He's Nero, playing an instrument here. You know what I'm saying?
And this is like something that thugs recognize. When there's nobody in charge at the White House,
mm-hmm.
When the United States is not led, you play.
Right.
Like Iran, they're enriching uranium. Like they want to have it done in time for this weekend. I mean, they're really rushed. They're
much here. Oh, they're going full force. Exactly. And China, look how much more aggressive does China get now?
And this is what happened. And this is the inevitable result. Again, mm-hmm. You go back to, Biden's got people around him. There's nobody around him that's competent. I mean, look, Jake Sullivan as your national security advisor, the guy who said, hey, it would be a good idea to frame Trump as that Trump's colluding with Russia so it can avoid, to divert attention from Hillary's email scandal. He's the one who came up with the idea of creating the Russia hoax.
Right.
This guy's your national security advisor? Susan Rice is still in the building. The one who helped make a mess of the Middle East.
Yes.
And lied
atrociously about Benghazi. I mean, she has no place. I can't hear her voice. See, this is what happens is time and again. The Democrats usher in people who have invalidated themselves with false promises, flat-out lies. It's like, I don't want to hear from them. I really don't. I mean, even like Donna Brazile. I mean, and of course, she doesn't have a lot of TV time these days. She was on Fox there for a while. They brought her back. And I'm not saying, look, she's irredeemable. I'm just saying if Donna Brazile would have come in and said, hey, look, you know, I blew it. I shouldn't have done it. I hope you'll forgive me. You know, and then we can benefit from, you know, whatever insight and talent that she has, and she can positively contribute. But, you know, she owes, in my humble opinion, she owes an apology to the American people for what she did in trying to rig the thing with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there's no accountability. And that was,
no.
I think I wrote about on the Morning Brew about Sullivan. Sullivan was responsible for coming up with the idea for the Russian hoax. And he, there was no accountability for that. He gets promoted to national security advisor when Biden comes in.
It's quite telling. I mean, look at, we went through 8 years with Obama. This is the thing that's so astounding. And basically, the way the election came out, and yet, I mean, I think we have more reason to be concerned about the outcome of the 2020 election than the Russian hoax. And 4 years of investigation, FBI, everybody in the intelligence community, probably upwards of $70 million of the people's money invested to find Bupkis. And here we've got proof here domestically. We don't even have to go overseas. We just look at the proof here, and they're doing everything they can to block it. The Justice Department is interfering. They're threatening people for asking, you know, how dare you, you know, check this out and investigate and audit the election. We say it was a legitimate election, you know, case closed. And if you don't behave yourself, then we have ways to get you to behave. And if you think not, consider the couple hundred people that are political prisoners right now in D.C., right? And some of those still in solitary confinement because they didn't behave according to the orders of the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Are they acting like a legitimate administration?
No. I mean, they're acting like somebody who is scared out of their wits that they're going to be found out. And I think that's what's driving some of this stuff. But look, that's why they continue. You know, people are become more authoritarian as their credibility is brought into question and revealed. We got more from Al after this. Stay with us.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out.
Yeah, it's what we love about him. He's our long lost pal, but we found him because, you know, this is why we do Morning Brew, just to make sure that he's still around and he can still talk to us while we still can in the midst of cancel culture and, you know, the forces that want to shut us up, Al. But look, at the truth is the truth. And you can, you know, shut us up, but, you know, it's not going to stop the truth from being obvious. And this is what's going on right now, whether we're talking the election or these other things that are happening in Afghanistan that, you know, will not stay in Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what happens in Afghanistan will come here, and if it's not already here in the United States. So as I was suggesting to Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots Action earlier, is that this is a warning for America, Al. We've got to keep our head on a swivel. We got to be on guard and aware, situationally aware, because of the danger that has been thrust upon the American people by, of all people, the President of the United States. Who, the last time I checked, the number one job of the President of the United States is to protect this country from enemies, foreign and domestic. I mean, it's the same oath that we take when we go into the military. But even more so, job one is to protect America and its citizens. And Joe Biden right now is, although some people, you know, it's like one of those things, well, that's in Afghanistan, we're okay, Martinez, you're kind of jumping the shark here. No, I mean, we're worse off today, think about it, than we were in 2001, 9/11. You know, with we knew of some pernicious threats. We were attacked in 83. Things were happening, but not to this level and not to the level of empowerment that we just gave to the Taliban that has made it real clear that, you know, as far as they're concerned, America is satanic and they're out to destroy America and Americans.
Yeah. Well, what happened last week is Joe Biden gave the Islamists, the jihadists, the greatest recruiting videos of all time.
Yes.
I mean, this propaganda victory for jihadist folks is staggering. To think that on 9/11, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, there's going to be huge parties amongst amongst the radicals. They're celebrating dancing. The Americans are gone. They're defeated. They're humiliated. We're going to make the parades of Americans through the streets. You know, it's just going to be recruitment video like nobody's business. And that puts us in danger.
Yes.
Like having an open border where those folks can come walk on through. It's just asking for trouble. And like you said, Joe Biden's first responsibility is, you know, protecting America, and abject failure.
Yeah.
Abject failure.
Well, his own party is concerned. Democrats are speaking out as well about this debacle, and I mean. This does not bode well, and the Democrats are already trying to do what they could and what they can to offset the projected losses at the midterm. I mean, this could be an all-out massacre. And the midterm, as far as most Americans feel, at least on the conservative side, cannot come soon enough.
If you're a Democratic strategist, you're pretty much stuck.
Yeah.
You're in a bad situation right now. And I mean, you can't even Biden has to step down because he obviously is not capable of doing the office. Uh-oh, you're with Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. But the problem there is you now don't have a fifth, you know, you don't have that deciding vote in the Senate. Everything stops in the Senate. She has to pick a vice president and get it through Senate confirmation.
Yes.
So you can't. It's like, so the Democrats, they're stuck.
Yes.
With this. And unless they completely turn on Biden and demand a resignation. I mean, the fact that there's a resignation is already on his desk, wherever his desk may be this morning. You
know, yes.
It's staggering. You know, he should be demanding the I was going to say demanding the heads, but given it's the Taliban involved, it shouldn't be.
Right. No, the resignation will do. I mean, somebody needs to be fired here. There's no doubt about it. If he's going to survive, I mean, that's what they do. Authoritarian leaders, they fire. They, you know, and he already did this. I mean, even though he says, well, the buck stops here. Really? Well, only for a second. just for a second, because it was the Afghans' fault. They were maltrained. They didn't have any skin in the game. And boy, I'll tell you, the people that were there in Afghanistan that saw what over 66,000 Afghanis die for their country. What a slap in the face to those patriots and those heroes for their nation. You know, and. It's really a sad commentary, but again, this speaks to the lack of diplomacy and acumen of this president.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like we shouldn't be surprised when it's like Robert Gates, say Biden's been wrong on virtually every policy matter for 40 years.
Right. He's batting 1,000. He's batting 1,000%, Hal. And. You know, and he hasn't disappointed himself. He still has the record.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things people forget is that the debate that was canceled in 2020 was a foreign policy debate. So we didn't get to even see, Joe Biden be taken to task for the 40 years of failure in a debate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was ignored. Things were going so well internationally, it wasn't even really much of an issue in 2020. You know, ISIS is out of the way. We're energy independent. So whatever's going on in the Middle East, we don't care. We're doing peace agreements throughout the Middle East. That was 8 months ago.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that long ago. And look at the generals that were in play. That as soon as Biden, I mean, people should have seen as soon as Biden got elected, the quality and level of generals, military leaders that left the military. Upon his inauguration was extremely telling, and we threw the flag on that. We said, look at you got to be careful here. You can't allow talent like this to go and exit stage left and think there's not going to be any consequence. And of course, now we've got a military that's more concerned about, you know, critical race theory and white privilege and all this other stuff. General Milley, I mean, coming up with a goofy deal that he came up with. It's like, wait a minute, what? What general talks like this? I mean, could you imagine if Patton was around, and even though he's a three-star against a five-star general, Patton would have slapped him into tomorrow, you know, for saying something so stupid, right?
Well, you knew where this was heading when they started. Yeah. The Army started releasing theirs, you know, ads, like cartoons, the cartoon. Yes. Recruitment ads. Yeah. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know,
and then they come before Congress and the American people and say, oh no, we don't do that. You know, that's not what we're about. You know, oh really? And here's all this documentation and here's emails now that are out. You flat out lied to Congress. Now what's the consequences here, Al?
Yeah. Congress gonna do anything about it? Are they gonna hold anybody, you know, anybody's feet to the fire? They should if they want.
Yeah, I mean, because look at if you're not going to hold their feet to the fire, then forget it. You've just nullified your ability to, for people to lie to Congress and for there to be any consequences. So you're not allowed to put anybody in jail. You're not allowed to hold them in contempt or anything else if you can't do it. Because if you can't do it, you can't do it for one. If you can't do it for one, you can't do it for all, or just who you pick and choose, right?
They need to do it because even people like CNN and MSNBC were being critical, and you're not going to be able to get those images out of your mind. The American people see those images, the people falling. That's like a visceral reaction, like the people jumping from the towers in 9/11.
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right. That was my thought. I went exactly to the towers when I saw those people falling off the plane like that.
Yeah, the desperation. And it's like, you're going to have to deal with, you know, there's a psychic damage to American people this week with those images and just the images of the panic, especially if it deteriorates at this point where if Americans are being held prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They killed or anything like that. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be, I mean, the one thing, the little, at least in my twisted mind, is that I think people will be a lot more willing to listen to arguments about election fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of those Biden,
well,
1 million voters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, and and the evidence is so profound, it's a matter of, you know, is there going to be enough backbone and courage by the Supreme Court to take up the case and look at the evidence and say, okay, and let's take this a step at a time and find out what's going on. I mean, for 4 years and all this money invested claiming that Donald Trump was illegitimate and they found nothing, and the damage they did to this country, Al, in the process, the waste of time and money being about the people's work. It was unbelievable what they did. And then, as if that wasn't enough, let's go ahead and impeach him one more time.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, by doing that, that meant Trump couldn't work as close to Putin without getting in trouble. So who knows what benefits we would have had working with Russia against Islam, radicals, and et cetera, et cetera. So
You're exactly right. All this stuff has consequences. And maybe we're talking about some of the nuance, but, the fact of the matter is people may not fully understand, Al, exactly what's going on, but they don't feel comfortable about it, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
something stinks.
Well, Al Parada, as always, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Al is with stream.org, and that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, the managing editor. So the buck stops with him. We know that for sure. Thank you, Al. Take care.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to get